Hey, Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. I want you to imagine yourself in the near future, and you're experiencing your next level of joy, of peace, of magnetism, of abundance and success. You take a deep breath, and as you exhale, you feel the feeling of relief, of satisfaction, this sense of feeling like no matter what, you're showing up for yourself. You've realized what it takes to live the work. So no matter if you're having up days or down days, you've got your tools, you know where to go, you're taking care of yourself, regulating the nervous system, nourishing yourself, and best of all, you have an attitude and a new habit and pattern of self-growth, of daily practice, and you get to actually see yourself move forward. You get to experience the fruits of your labor, the momentum and the accumulative effect of showing up for yourself, of all this growth work. It's finally paying off. Hello, Seeker. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. This is what we are talking about today. We are talking about how to let the work meet you where you're at, how to live the self-growth manifestation work, because it isn't something we just dip our toe in and walk away. It becomes a way of life, a growth mindset. And so today we're going to talk about exactly that, how to let the work meet you where you're at. But before we dive in, hello, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so excited to be here with you today. I am your host, Talia Joy. And if you do not know, I have another podcast called On the Path, and this is a subscription community where we dive deep into exactly how to do the work, tangibly how to do the work with weekly assignments, my entire methodology, monthly challenges that really focus our energy, and it's all in a podcast format. So it's really diving in. I talk to you as if you are my client, and it really helps to move the needle forward and stay consistent in the work. So the link for that is below. You can check that out. It's called On the Path, a private podcast community. And I am starting to do something new where I'm switching up the format a little bit here, as you may have noticed. And I'm going to be throwing in something called My 11 Seconds. And at the beginning of the episode, I'm just going to kind of be chill, just chat, share for like a very short amount of time, a little update, something personal. It might be totally random. I don't know. We'll just see how this unfolds. This is what I feel guided to do. So let's dive in. So my 11 seconds today is I am in this really interesting place where there are so many highs and also a weird low-level anxiety at the same time. And it's not anything too bad as far as anxiety, but it's this weird feeling of like something is going on in the cosmos. There's a lot of clients experiencing similar things. I'm seeing it in friends where there's this little bit of heaviness, but there's also a huge expansion going on. And I just kind of I'm feeling that. So personally, I've been going out for more walks, being outside in nature just does it. I live on Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, so it's like rainforest vibes. We live out in the bush in a little beach town, so literally walking outside in nature has been huge. I've been just noticing myself drawn to take longer walks and drinking more water. And even though it's spring, there's days where it's overcast and I just kind of want to make soup and not do anything. And I'm trying to give myself that because we really truly do have seasons. And so if you're feeling that, like a little bit of this like exciting expansion, and I've had so many positive like wins and experiences, it's just kind of experiencing the dichotomy of life. You know, there's always grief and gratitude. There's hot and cold. There's black and white. There's up and down. So sometimes we are in that place where we're really present to both. So I don't know, maybe you can relate, but that's just a little personal thing going on. I'm also feeling super freaking strong in my yoga. I did a challenge to myself to do it for 30 days. I talked about it in an episode. But since then, I've been feeling a lot stronger, more consistent. So that's been feeling nice. And yeah, that's the personal update for today. Okay, so before we dive in, if you have not come and joined me on Instagram, I invite you over. It is at Talia Joy Manifestation. And if you are interested in free events, workshops, programs, deep dive, like weekend events, check over on Instagram. That's where everything is up to date. You know, obviously in the moment, I'm also posting lots of reels and, you know, really beautiful content to help activate your soul to your next level and help to bring your energy and your vibe up. So I would love to see you over there and to hear if you are listening to the show. That would be awesome. It's at Talia Joy Manifestation and the link is below. Okay, so how to let the work meet you where you're at. I'm going to start by just briefly explaining my perspective on what I mean so that we're all going into this with the same understanding. So when I say the work, I'm doing air quotes. You can't see, but just imagine every time I say the work, imagine me doing the air quotes, because we always hear that, right? I'm knee deep in the work. We're doing the work. And I remember for a long time, I'm like, where is the work? Like, can I get a brochure? Is there like snacks there? Like, how do I find this work? Or like it was some book, right? And of course, now I think Nicola Perra has a book called How to Do the Work, which is awesome. But what it is this general term for the personal development space, the work, right? The personal development, personal growth journey that we go on as seekers. So whether it's therapy or it's EMDR or it's, you know, inner child work, shadow work, breath work, where you're like releasing emotion, any form of self-growth, self-healing, self-development work. If you walk into your local bookstore and go to the self-development place, any of those books, it's the work. It's taking your limiting beliefs or what holds you back or your blocks or your traumas or whatever it is that makes you not believe in yourself. It just, depending on what's going on in your life, it's going to be always different. The work morphs and changes, as I will get to in a second, but it's really the art of taking that and transforming it into what you want for yourself. So we take your dreams and desires and who you want to be as far as, I want to feel joyful. I want to be self-expressed. I want to feel confident. Of course, I want to be abundant. I want to have, you know, a nice home or whatever it is for you. We take that and go, okay, where are you currently at? And where do you want to be? Which is, again, partly what I'll get to in a second. Everything in between is the work. So in general, you're already doing the work. There's no like special work that you're missing out on. I think because there's so many different facets, I personally, and I notice with my clients, I go through seasons. Inner child, I immersed myself in for about a year and it was so profound. And then I learned more about shadow and what that really is. And that's also profound. There's also like parts work, internal family systems and things like that, right? So it's the personal development space where we start to see these different parts of ourselves, the wounded part, the part that doesn't feel good enough. And we quote unquote do the work to transform ourselves into someone who is more confident or, you know, living more joyfully, more abundant, whatever. So what I mean with let the work meet you where you're at is truly like about navigating life with a growth mindset, taking the tools that you've learned about, you know, mindfulness or finding your joy or listening to your intuition, regulating your nervous system, connecting with spirit or prayer or meditation or journaling or whatever it is, going to your therapist, having a mentor, having a coach, taking a program, reading a book, all the things. You don't have to do all of those things. That sounds hella overwhelming. That is not what you have to do, but it's staying on the path. It's, you know, continuing to see life with a growth mindset. And that is going to vary depending on what's going on with your life, depending on how you feel today, depending on what the moon's up to, depending on where you are in hormone cycles or, you know, so many different levels. So doing the work is more about being the work and continuing to practice the tools you've already been learning, the breakthroughs you've been having, the like, I need to focus on self-love, I need to love myself, like these things you've already uncovered. It's integrating it, it's practicing it. And again, it's gonna look very different depending on what's going on in your life. So for example, when we go through heavy times, and I share this with all my clients and they always have this like, holy crap, yeah. I like to say to them, the tools are different every day. That's why you let the work meet you where you're at. So if you're going through a day where you're heavy and you're feeling negative or withdrawn or sabotagey or whatever, you need different tools on that day than days maybe you just feel kind of like bored and it's kind of like apathy and you're like meh, unmotivated. Those are different tools. The days that you wake up, you're like, I'm walking on sunshine, and you're just like bebopping and quantum activation every day, you know, or all day or whatever. Those are different tools. So first of all, I'm breaking down this in a few key points. I guess they could be steps because they do work one into the next, but to allow the work to meet you where you're at, first of all, you need to acknowledge where you are today. So am I feeling good? Am I feeling meh? Am I feeling heavy and sad? Am I feeling like I want to take on the world and go speak on a stage and I've got fire in my bones? Hopefully not physically, that would hurt. But you know, on that day where you're on fire, what I would say to my clients is that's the day for future casting, for activation, for being like, go out and like do a walk and imagine yourself as your, you know, next level self and really activate it, draw it into your experience, maybe a powerful meditation or scripting in your journal. It's all about forward thinking. But the days that you're heavy, sad, not doing well, first and foremost, it'll be hard to fully, like for some of you to fully like hear me here. I'm in a weird mood today. But when you're feeling those heavy things, first of all, you need to let yourself feel it without judgment. And I want you to really think about that because often we get in down spaces and even those of us that are in self-growth, like you and I, we're aware of these things, but we think, oh, why am I being so negative? Or fearing that law of attraction is going to bring you more, or you're feeling sad or scared or a wound's coming up or something bad's just happened or uncomfortable. And we don't let ourselves feel it because we're like, no, I just need to like, you're like wiping tears away. I just got to get my shit together and like stuff it down. I can't feel this, or I don't want to feel this, or I'm scared of what I'm actually feeling, or I'm just going to numb. It's all good. It's okay. No problem. Whatever version you do, we have to start to be aware and really let yourself be where you are. Like from 1 to 10, how do you feel today? And we don't indulge in the story going like, I'm shitty because of this and the economy and because of that. We just acknowledge like 1 to 10, where am I at? What's a word to sum up how I feel? And if you're like, I feel good, those are the days that you need to, or I would suggest proactively going like, okay, what can I do today to feel better? Or if you're working and you know, you don't have a lot of flexibility in your schedule, you could be like daydreaming about the future or feeling it in your body, even as you're doing stuff or a quick meditation at work or whatever you need to do. But again, the days you feel heavy, it's more about just allowing it to be there. Today I feel low and that's okay. Today I feel heavy and I'm going to love myself anyway. That, my love, is healing work. Like you're actively doing the healing work when you're feeling heavy things and you say to yourself, today I'm feeling heavy, today I'm feeling defeated, today I'm feeling overwhelmed, and I love and accept myself anyway. I send myself love. And if you're like me and you like to talk to yourself, every emotion I feel when I'm heavy or low or anything, I put my hand on my heart and I always say to myself, Talia, I see you. It's okay. You're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling heavy. You're feeling scared. You're feeling defeated. You're feeling beat down. And I see you and I hear you and I'm here for you. And I literally talk to myself like that when I'm feeling that way. That is only since doing this healing work. Because I wouldn't have talked to myself like that before. It would have been like, don't be silly, you know, oh, it's not that bad, or like, get it together, you gotta cook dinner, or, you know, shove it down. And sometimes we need to put it aside because you're literally in like your kid's dance recital, or you're going to the dentist and you're not like, I'm just gonna process while I'm in the dentist chair. Sometimes we do have to do that, but it's important to just notice what's been coming up lately and maybe coming back in a safe space to go, okay, what was that? What was I feeling? I was feeling heaviness. I was feeling all the pressure of finances and details and family and all the things. And then you just put your hand on your heart and go like, that's okay. That's understandable that you would feel that way. And I'm here for you. So that's letting the work meet you where you're at. So first of all, that first point is acknowledging where you are today. And then if you're in this sort of growth space where you're feeling pretty good, then you kind of start thinking more about like, you can think of this overall or on those good days, like, what do you want? What do you want to be? What do you want to experience? And then it's like, okay, I want more health, more joy, more ease, more confidence, more trust, more faith. And you start kind of thinking about like, yeah, I want to live in that experience and start noticing the gap. So I want to be traveling the world, feeling abundant, you know, with a partner or traveling with a bestie or something. But right now we can't yet afford it, or my job doesn't give me flexibility or whatever. So we start literally going, where do I want to be and where am I at? And then it's this very practical process of like, where can we start filling the gaps? Even like the path of least resistance, like where could you start? If you're going to declutter your whole house, you can pick the easiest place to start or the low-hanging fruit. The entrance hall is a great place to start. But it's like, it's just, where do I want to be? That's that growth mindset. And I know that that's, I'm sure, the way you think, or you wouldn't be here. So acknowledging where you're at and acknowledging where you want to be. And then the next level of this, of really truly letting the work meet you where you're at and encompasses everything I'm talking about, is becoming the witness. This is something you practice for a lifetime. This is something that becomes second nature, but you always will engage with this tool, becoming the witness to yourself. And what that means is like observing yourself, observing your triggers, observing self-sabotage or discomfort or fear, or when you have imposter syndrome, you don't feel good enough or whatever, observing that. Also observing when you feel good and, you know, what you did to feel that good. It's becoming the observer of your life. And if you're fairly new to this or you want to dive deeper, The Untethered Soul was literally a life-changing book. I read it probably 10 years ago, but then I read it again like 4 years after that, and it was like life-changing again. I was like, oh yeah, different levels. And it is so incredible. The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And this is essentially what he's teaching, is about becoming the witness to yourself. And this is where we start to live with a growth mindset. And this is where we actually have power and influence over our circumstances. So basically acknowledging that life is a growth process, you're always in the work. You need different tools on different days. You can ask yourself at the beginning of every day, what do I need today as a daily practice or as a, you know, nourishment? Some days your body's calling to you, like your body is craving fruits or veggies or something, or maybe exercise. Other days it's your mind that's really heavy and you might need to cry or journal or see your therapist or like, you know, just be veg for a day. So really allowing yourself to be different every day. Not every day is like quantum leaping and, you know, feeling 10 out of 10. But when you let yourself be where you're at, you start to experience more peace because you're judging yourself less. You're not telling yourself that you're not doing the work, that you're not there, that you're back here again and you're never moving forward. That doesn't help. Acknowledge you're a human with a rainbow of emotions, and those emotions are going to be there running through your human body forever. It's part of the package. So when you're feeling heavy, it's okay. I feel heavy too. When you're feeling excited and on top of the world and thinking way bigger than everyone around you, and everyone's like, what the heck? Me too. It's like, I'm all of it. And kind of back to the intro, my 11 seconds, right? It's the dichotomy. But anyways, so becoming the witness, observing your trigger, starting to go like, what about that really bugged me? Or like, whoa, I really noticed that my reaction was like disproportionate to what was going on. Not being hard on yourself, witnessing it, being the observer, being on your own shoulder. Yes, we play with many realities. So also the discomfort or the fear. I notice sometimes like I want to do something, but I'm scared. And I kind of just, instead of being like, Talia, get your shit together, just be brave. Instead of that, I say like, okay, I'm witnessing a lot of fear. I'm witnessing a lot of nervousness. What am I telling myself? Okay, I'm terrified that this is going to flop, or that, you know, they're all going to laugh at me, or, you know, that I'm going to be awkward or whatever. I'm like, okay, that's a growth mindset, being aware, right? And I know so many of you, that is how you think. But it's just so important in allowing the work to meet you where you're at, to be like self-aware. What's going on? I've been noticing myself more triggered lately, more impatient or snappy. Does that mean that I need some alone time? Maybe I need to like shut off the world for a Sunday and just be by myself with my phone off, or I need to go in nature, drink a lot more water or something. Like, what do you need versus like, what's wrong with me? And we all do this. Even if you're super woke, you've been in the growth forever, we all get into like, I should be there by now. Why can't I figure this out? Why aren't I moving forward faster? If you actually saw my life moment to moment, I'm not just chilling on a cloud all the time. I'm always using my tools. I have 3 kids, the same pressure everybody else does financially to, you know, mortgage and all these things and, you know, a normal human with responsibilities and dynamics and all that stuff. And I'm constantly remembering to use my tools. And that just takes practice to remember. But this is where it starts, letting the work meet you where you're at. So we are acknowledging where we're at. We're acknowledging also where we want to be and starting to look at those gaps. We're becoming the witness to our triggers and kind of just more deeply inquiring, like, what's going on here? Why do I keep not doing this thing? And not to get hard on yourself, to be like, I'm scared, or I don't believe I'm worth it. Or, you know, for me, I sabotage my workouts sometimes and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I'm learning to love myself. I'm learning to show up for myself. Sometimes I retreat back into old behaviors, or I revert or whatever. That's okay too. I'm on a growth path, and so are you. So the next thing is about reaching for higher planes. So allowing the work to meet you where you're at. We're going to say all that stuff about when you're feeling heavy and low, all of that still applies. And now we're going to talk about when you're feeling good or when you want to reach, when you're ready to reach for something better, truly ready. Then the time comes where this is how I like to explain it, is like reaching for higher planes. I want to feel more joy. I want to feel more gratitude. I want to feel more like fun and adventure. So it's not just about going after more money or going after a bigger thing. It's more about reaching for higher planes of energy. So if you want to give a boost to your manifestations and to your life and you're feeling good, double down on the things that make you feel fucking good, like workouts or going out in nature, drinking water, tightening up your diet, nothing restrictive or, you know, punishing in any way, but really that tightening up, you know, having meditation every day. If you say to yourself, man, when I do this every day, I feel so much better. These are the places we can reach for. That's why I've been going for more walks. I've just been like, fuck it. I'm putting on my shoes. It's 20 minutes around our, you know, big block. So I can do it once, I could do it twice, but like I'm worth that. And it just switches my entire energy. So when we start to double down on self, that's when we start to actually experience double the manifestations. That is like a super hack. I found that in my business like crazy. When I look after myself, when I'm doing my yoga and taking time off and being really inspired and showing up on fire, it's like everything takes care of itself. So that's when shit starts like blowing up, when I'm like, that was out of my control. Like, why did that reel get so many views? Or why did my podcast have a huge spike? Like, out of my control, that's the energy. But it comes from doubling down on yourself. So letting the growth work meet you where you're at is also reaching for higher planes of joy, of play, of fun. Even if your life feels very pressured, start thinking like, is there any, you know, foods, like, can we have like a Taco Tuesday, or wear essential oils on your wrist that make you just feel more relaxed, or spend little moments in meditation, buying yourself the new shoes, like sometimes little things that just allow us to have pleasure and joy. Be like, fuck it, I'm worth it. Just have like an ice cream cone on like a Tuesday afternoon, whatever. Bringing in higher planes of level or higher planes of energy is everything. So really, when manifestation is broken down into a scientific way, because of law of attraction, like attracts like. So according to actual physics, where we are vibing at is what we will attract. So if you reach for higher levels of joy, like literally put on one song and fucking dance your cute little butt around and get super stoked about it, or choose to write out a list of gratitude, or choose to go for a walk and look up at the sun and just like, oh, I'm so grateful. When you bring in these little moments of higher planes of energy, you actually, there's no other option but for you to attract more of that, more things to feel grateful for, more things to make you in awe, more things to make you go like, ah, I want to dance around. It literally mirrors the energy you're putting out and attracts more. So if you're in the space, like reach for higher planes. If you're alone in the house, like I sometimes just get super weird. I'm like, blah, blah, like we're going to the moon, like name it lights. Sometimes I just scream that in my house, name it lights when nobody's home, because I'm a weirdo. But fun attracts. the pleasure portal. If you've been on the podcast for a while, there's an episode way back, the pleasure portal, because truly when you feel good, you attract more. So allowing the work to meet you where you're at is also reaching for higher planes, reaching to feel a little bit better, reaching to be a little bit more like explosive in your emotion and really living your internal emojis alive. But that vitality, that energy is magnetic. If you're in a business and you show up in that energy, it draws people in. If you're at work, you're more attractive toward like the promotion or, you know, going after something or whatever in your personal life, you know, with your kids, whatever it is for you, you become a more magnetic person, a happier person as you reach for those. You don't have to wait for success to relax. You don't have to wait for something else to feel good. You don't have to wait until, you know, you do or achieve a certain thing to feel good about yourself, to celebrate, to enjoy this day. Truly, this is all we have. So sometimes doing the work is reaching for higher planes of energy, right? So I want to sum all this up, and then I'm going to end with like an end cap that's like a separate overarching theme. So how to let the work meet you where you're at, really acknowledging that the work is a growth mindset. And so we're meeting life with a growth mindset. It's not something outside yourself. It's not specific words or questions you have to ask to be properly doing the work. To all you beautiful perfectionists, I tend to attract a lot of clients that are perfectionists because I think it's because I'm the opposite. So they teach me a lot and I teach them a lot. It's actually a really fun mix. But to all of you that want to do the work right, I'm sorry. This is one of those things. It's like abstract art. It's like jazz, you know, you can't put it into a box. So, but it is truly, it's a flow. It's meeting life with a growth mindset instead of a victim mindset, instead of this sucks mindset. That being said, acknowledging where you are and when you're in a day that this sucks, it's okay. There's options. You can reach out for help. You can veg. You can put your hand on your heart and just acknowledge where you're at. Today, I'm feeling heavy. That's okay. I love and accept myself anyway. The work when you're feeling down is different than the work when you're feeling explosive. And that day will come. The wheel will keep turning. You will be on the up very soon. So let yourself be. Even if you feel like you revert or you're numbing or I've just been watching movies for days, maybe that's what you need. Maybe your body is recalibrating to a new level and you need the rest. You need the hibernation or the downtime, or you need to cry it out. It's okay. That's important. So acknowledging where you're at, knowing that it's a little bit different depending on, you know, where you're at, and then also acknowledging where you want to be and future casting, thinking about that, incrementally moving in that direction, being aware of where you want to go. There are some clients, and it's very common when I ask them in the very beginning, like, what do you want? And it just takes a bit for them to be like, I don't even know what I want. And other people, it's like, I want this, I want this, I want this. You know, we all have our areas of strengths or challenges or whatever. We're all on this path together. It's complex. But really thinking about, what do you want for yourself? And if you don't know about, there's an episode on the show, I'll put in the show notes, called Specific or Non-Specific Manifesting, and it talks about both. You don't have to intend to have like a house with this many rooms and this many square feet if that doesn't come to you naturally, or the make and model of the car, or the exact, you know, height or characteristics of the partner. Like, if that doesn't come naturally, that's actually good. You need to be more broad with, like, I'm looking for a loving, deep connection in a relationship. And I kind of love like tall, dark, and handsome, but I'm open. Or maybe it's like a house and I see trees and I'm not sure where it is, but it's a nature vibe. Like, that might be more your style. It doesn't really matter either way. Just really intending for a better tomorrow, really being aware of where you want to be and starting to take inventory on those gaps. Where's that low hanging fruit? What's the first thing you could start doing that's more in alignment with where you want? Maybe it's not going out and taking a $30,000 investment on some sort of huge thing. Maybe at first it is about treating yourself better because you know that next level version of you does that. She's more self-compassionate, or they're more, you know, they're doing more exercise or drinking more water or whatever. So being aware of where you want to be, becoming the witness to yourself. Start to separate yourself from yourself. Just a light assignment. Just separate yourself from yourself and start to be more aware. And a lot of you are this. So it's really about like, curious. I'm noticing I'm really irritated. I'm noticing that question or that way that he or she said that triggered something. When they didn't show up, I had a big reaction. What's that about, right? Or also witnessing, like I've been feeling so good. I've also been meditating almost every day. Witness your growth journey to allow it to guide you rather than being in it all the time, if that makes sense. At least reaching for that is such a good place to start. And then reaching for those higher planes, no matter where you're at, can you get in a little more relaxation? Or like when I'm driving, it's the funniest example. If I'm driving and I put my window down and I do the little like hand wavy thing in the wind, I don't know what it is. It's like, I feel like I'm on a road trip, or I feel like I'm a kid, or I feel like I'm in play. So these little things that are like, just relax and have some fun and reach for those higher levels of joy. Higher levels of fun and play and good vibes. So I hope that this served you today. The place that I want to end on is a beautiful way to create, to allow the work to meet you, is to create a daily practice. So if every day you ask yourself, what do I need today? And I suggest, simultaneous to this or beforehand, what I get my clients to do is to write out a whole bunch of things into a big list in your journal that you could do for yourself that makes you feel like you're in self-love, you're in growth, you know, some sort of daily practice. So maybe sometimes you love to meditate, maybe sometimes you love to pull cards for yourself, or to exercise, or to do gratitude, like to write out a gratitude list, or maybe it's, you know, dancing around to music. There could be a whole bunch of things that you just think, what are things that I could do that I enjoy doing that feel like self-care time, that feel like daily practice time? And just list all the things that you've ever done that you love, even breath work or some Joe Dispenza meditation you found on YouTube. By the way, there's a few that are really good. Random things. Create a huge list. And then every day, or every day that you have the space for a practice, and I really highly suggest making that space, even if it's 2 minutes. And the reason why I'm suggesting to make a list like that is so that no matter what's going on, you've got ideas, you've got a reference guide, and you can ask yourself, hand on heart, what do I need today? And sometimes if you're having a really low day, and maybe one of the things on the list is like 3 deep breaths, that's literally one of the ones on my list. Sometimes that's what I need to quote unquote do the work, regulate my nervous system, come back to center, give myself a hot second of time for me, of space for me, of energy for me. So maybe some days that's all I have is 3 deep breaths. Other days I'm pulling a card and then I'm journaling on it, or I'm doing a meditation, or I have more space. So letting the work meet you where you're at in the form of a daily practice, and making it something that is so flexible that it's easy to do. And I know that this is reverse of what most people would say, make it rigid, commit to it, make it, you know, but that doesn't work for me. And personally, I know a lot of my clients, the pendulum always swings the other way. So if you make yourself do something that you really don't like, where's that going to go when it's like, you have to do this? Well, I'm busy today. No, but you have to, or you're failing. Like, no, thank you. Make a daily practice so flexible that you are paving the way for your own success. So if one thing on it is like hand on heart and loving words, and you can do that in your car while you're driving to work. You can do that when you're coming home from the grocery store before you get into your house, or when the kids are in bed, or right before you go to sleep at night, you could put your hand on your heart and just say a few really nourishing words. That can be the part of you that is doing the work. And then other days, you're rewatching trainings you've had, or you're doing deeper, you know, reflective journaling or inner child work, or working with your mentor, whatever it is, allow it to ebb and flow, but see if that resonates with you. Write out a list, create your own flexible daily practice, and no matter where you're at, you have permission to go. Every day is an Ashanti boot camp day. It's not always a boot camp day, right? Some days we need to do Shavasana on the grass and just lay there, and that is what our body needs. So my love, I truly hope that this has served you. If you are looking for a deep dive healing experience, we have Healing to Manifest, a Saturday full day event coming up May 18th. Right now we're in early birds. I would love to see you there. We're really diving into how to do the work to identify the root and the blocks and the stuff that has held you back. Being able to see the patterns and being able to see the root of the patterns and understanding why we do the things we do. And then again, most importantly, freeing ourselves from them. Because when you do the healing work, you're truly free to manifest anything. I always say, I would rather heal than hustle. And it's truly the transformation work. So if that is the season you're in and you would love some help healing to manifest, I invite you. The link again is below. Okay, Seeker, have a fantastic day and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode. It truly means a lot, and I really, really hope that it served you. I invite you to check out the show notes. There's all sorts of action down there, including the Awakening Her Daily Practice, which is a beautiful daily practice to process your emotions and manifest what it is that you want. In the show notes, you'll also find the Awakening Her Manifesting Apparel Store, how to reach me on Instagram and Facebook, as well as some one-to-one opportunities. So make sure to check that out. And I'll see you in the next episode.